There are people and plants everywhere. The main exhibit hall at Santa Barbara's Earl Warren Showgrounds is home to something that's become one of the biggest events in the orchid world. The 74th annual Santa Barbara International Orchid Show is taking place this weekend.
This show has been going on since 1945. Continuously, it's making it the longest running show in the United States. And every year it's just gotten bigger and bigger.
Wayne Farrell is president of the Orchid Show's board of directors.
When you walk in the door, it's really like you're entering a wonderland. You have huge splashes of color, lots of fragrances.
There are some 25,000 different varieties of orchids in the world, and they live on 6 of the 7 continents. Even organizers say they aren't sure how many orchids are in the exhibit hall for this year's show, but they know it's upwards of 2,000. Heidi Kirkpatrick is the Orchid Show's plant registrar.
The ones that you usually see for sale or in the show tend to be from South America, Southeast Asia, Central America. Most orchids that you see grow on trees in warmer climates, not hot. Usually it doesn't freeze there.
While some of the orchids that we see, like in the store, come from places like South America, they also grow them here in our backyard, right?
Oh, yes. Santa Barbara County is a wonderful place to grow orchids because the climate is so forgiving. It doesn't get too hot. It doesn't get too cold.
Plants and people from around the world are here for the show. Randall Robinson is here from Melbourne, Australia to serve as a judge.
It's my life. I've been doing this since I was 11. I got my first greenhouse when I was 14 and filled it with orchids.
Robinson talks about what he's looking for in an orchid.
Something that grows well, that's complicated, but something that grows well, flowers well, and colorful. I like color. It doesn't need to be bright, but it needs to stand out. You look at them and it's like choosing between your children. How do you pick one's best?
One of the orchids in the show has an incredible backstory. It comes from a home which was destroyed in the January 2018 Montecito debris flow.
We left the night before. The mud debris slide occurred and it ruptured a gas line. Our house plus two others burnt to the ground. And what survived was the shed where I have some of my orchids growing. And that's how this Lelia survived the fire.
Dr. Lynn Grabowski says he and his wife lost everything in their home. He says while they've had to start over, seeing the plant bloom is like a rebirth in their lives.
I was tracking it for a long time because it was in spike for maybe 4 months. In fact, I called the orchid estate. I said, I don't know if this thing's going to ever open. He said, be patient. Wait until March. It'll happen. And then we're kind of waiting, right? And it happened like it was like a clock was. Well, it is a clock, of course. It's a biological clock in the plant.
And just in time for the show.
Exactly right.
The remarkable plant will be on display at 11:30 on Saturday and Sunday as part of a talk by the retired doctor about outdoor orchid growing. The theme of this year's show is Orchid Magic, and it features an almost Disneyland-like exhibit created by Carpinteria's Westerly Orchids. Show manager Nancy Malekian.
As you enter, the first thing you see is a huge Cinderella experience. It's a lit and flowered coach with a live Cinderella. Sit in the coach and have your picture taken, and there's little animated and flower-covered mice and pumpkins. It's very interactive.
The show is well known for its themed exhibits. Show plant registrar Heidi Kirkpatrick points out some of the displays, like one which looks like a slice of jungle.
That's one of the things that the Orchid Show is known for, is having this kind of garden-themed display. Rather than just displays on tabletops, the orchids are displayed in a kind of a garden theme. And these are all different exhibitors, some of them smaller, some of them larger, some of them are individuals, some of them are commercial, some of them are orchid societies, and they all pool together and put in beautiful displays.
In addition to the show, there's a separate vendor hall where you can buy orchids from around the world. The Orchid Show runs from 9 to 5 daily through Sunday at the Earl Warren Showgrounds. In Santa Barbara, Lance Orozco, KCLU News. There are people and plants everywhere. The main exhibit